Living in the sham. Living in the sham. Are you living in the sham? Living in the sham. Living in that sham. The underbelly of the sham. Are you all living in the sham? Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? B-Pop here, and I just got a little issue I want to kind of work out here.
Just let it out, man.
Just let it out.
Just let it out, dude.
Well, you don't even know what it is.
We were just talking. All right, just let it out, Bobby.
But you didn't hear it, you know, because I just turned on the thing, and we talked before I turned on the thing, so you couldn't hear what I talked about. So the people that are listening don't know what we're talking about.
Then what is it, man? Spill it.
Well, let me tell you something. Okay, I know everybody out there, you have a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
What carrier are you with?
Straight Talk.
Straight Talk.
Common Sense Mobile.
Common Sense Mobile.
Yeah.
I see. Well, you know, let's just put it this way. I've been with the same carrier since I was 16 years old, and now that I'm like 80, I've been with them for a while, and they used to be Bell South.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I know this one. AT&T?
That is correct. But it was Bell South, and then they went to Singular.
Yes.
And they weren't as crappy. Now they're AT&T, and I swear to God that this is the most crappy service I have ever seen in life. They sent me a survey the other day. I gave them ones. No, I'm sorry. I gave them threes. But I swear, if they send me another one, I'm giving them ones.
Between 1 and 10.
Yeah. Let me get my cell phone. Where's my cell phone at here? Okay, here we go. My iPhone that is actually good. It's a good phone. Crappy service. Let me give you a thing. Let me give you a backstory real quick. I got this thing called a microcell, and for anybody who doesn't know what a microcell is, it's this tower that AT&T sells you for, I think it was $150. I think it's $200 now, but it was $150 when I purchased it like a couple years ago, because where my business is at, I have no service inside my business.
So it's supposed to boost your service like that?
Well, this is what it is. It uses the Wi-Fi. Uses the Wi-Fi as a tower, as a 3G tower. Now, of course, we all know AT&T is such a piece of crap that they don't even have 3G coverage yet in the area. I think there's spotty 3G coverage, like at the very, very north of Clarksville, at the very, very bottom of Alto, there's 3G coverage, but there's no 3G coverage where I live, which is Cornelia. And what really irritates me, Verizon, Sprint, and probably Straight Talk, they all have 3G coverage anywhere in the county. I mean, you know, I pay $30 for a stupid data plan through the iPhone. I don't ever use it. I got unlimited, but what's the point of having unlimited? You know why? Because I don't have any service. Where I live, there's this dead spot where I live. I want to use Foursquare. I want to check in. I want to beat out all my friends and have the most points and be mayor of everything, but I can't be mayor of everything because of dang, I try to go to Walmart. I can't even connect because there's no service at Walmart.
Yeah, they sell AT&T just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do? I just found this out last night. You can root your phone. You know what that is? You heard of that?
No.
Rooting your phone.
Okay. Root your phone.
Check this out.
Okay.
This is no bullcrap.
Okay. No bullcrap.
No.
I get you.
No BC. Look, what you can do is when you root a phone, you can take an iPhone, right? One that requires AT&T service. You can root it to a PC, and you can take whatever kind of service you want. You can have that iPhone with Straight Talk service.
Really?
Yes.
Well, AT&T, I think I might do that because AT&T makes it so hard. Now, this is what's funny, so funny about it. AT&T, it makes it so hard to be a customer of AT&T. And I know. And if I'm having problems, I'm not the only one that has the problems. I don't even know anybody that has AT&T anymore. I asked you what carrier because I know you didn't have AT&T. But let me get back to crappy data service. You know, they talk about, everybody's using the unlimited plan, and they're over it, and they're going way over the plan. They're throttling their data.
How do you go over an unlimited plan?
Exactly. Because they're throttling, because they think they're hogging too much of their network or whatever, and it's like they don't have enough money. They get $100 from me a month, and I got like almost, I got the bottom plan. It's just I have a data plan, and that's what kills everything. But it was funny about it. Now, listen to this. What's funny about it is, you know, Verizon's talking about, you know, all the people that are grandfathered for their unlimited plan, mm-hmm. they're going to fix it to take them to the 2G or the 2G, 5G or whatever and start charging them, like 2 gig and 5 gig, and start charging them and kind of screw them. So Verizon, you know, I'm kind of looking at Verizon now, and I'm kind of thinking that's not not really that good because I have unlimited. But then I thought about it. I was like, heck, I guess 2 gigs of 3G coverage is better than no gigs of unlimited service.
Yeah.
But that's what irritates crap out of me. I want to use my phone for what it's used for. I pay the $30 a month. Mm-hmm. I should get $30 worth of service. And I think I'm getting about negative $30. They should be giving me a credit. They should just give me the phone. Yeah, they shouldn't even charge me anymore because I went through so much crap. Now, that's just the data service. And I know everybody deals with that. But I don't know many people that has a microcell. But the problem is I have a business that I'm in a hole down here and my coverage, AT&T coverage doesn't work. Guess what? You know what coverage works?
Verizon.
You know what other coverage works? Sprint. Sprint had 4G coverage. Sprint. When my brother-in-law was here, he had Sprint. He has 4G coverage inside my building. Do I have AT&T coverage? No. They make you spend another $150 on top of their crappy monthly plans to make you to get, you know, I have to pay $150 for microcell to boost their already crappy service. It's almost dumb because how the heck am I going to why should I pay $100 when Verizon is about the same price? I'd get throttled or whatever. I'd get a limited data plan, but at least I'd be able to use it. But anyway, Verizon will pick up in here. AT&T won't. But anyway, let me get to the point. I bought that microcell because I'm a loyal person. I like to stick with what I got. I've been with AT&T. They were Bell South. When I got my Fujitsu phone, it was the very first phone I ever had was a Fujitsu. Because I thought it was so cool because I was in martial arts and Fujitsu sounded like jujitsu. Yeah. So, you know, and I'm doing a lot of jiu-jitsu right now, but you know, that's, you know, neither here nor there.
Well, you're mad, man.
Well, of course I'm mad because I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. It makes it so hard. It pains me to press that button that says you've just sent $100 to AT&T for their crappy monthly service. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, let me just flash back to May of 2009, I believe. I got the microcell. I got it here, and I figured out you got to connect to a GPS. It has a built-in GPS with it. This is what I really thought. I was like, when they promoted it, okay, it's a tower that gives you 3G service, and it uses your internet. So I was thinking, okay, I can cook it right into my modem, and voila, 3G coverage. Bam. Done. Perfect. $150 well spent. You know, I was thinking, well, fine, I'll pay another $150 to get good service so I can run a business because everybody has a business has a cell phone now. You have to have a cell phone. You have to have a cell phone, and you give people your cell phone number. You expect that, you know, be able to answer the phone when people call because that's money. That's money, potential money walking right out the door. Let's say they get your voicemail because your crappy phone will not ring because of the crappy service. Then you lose business, and you're still having to pay AT&T their $100. Okay, microcell, 2009, May. I bought it. Get home and all of a sudden, get to the business and I'm hooking it up thinking, okay, I've got this 5 minutes. No. Nothing is simple. First of all, you have to plug it up and plug it into your, like I thought, you plug it into your Ethernet. You is an Ethernet port to your router and it goes through.
Yep.
You have to hook it to a 3GS, or I'm sorry, not a 3GS, 3 GPS built into it. You have to lock on before it will work. You have to lock on to a GPS signal.
Why does it need to know your position?
Because they can only have it in certain parts of the country.
What?
They can only have it, like, you can't. I can't go to California with it because it only sold in certain parts of the country, and it's illegal, I guess.
So you have to sign up. Here is like the equivalent of.
Yeah, you have to when you sign up for it on their slow, crappy website.
Yeah.
You've got to go through all these terms of agreement that says that you will use it in the address. You have to put the address that you're using it because of the 911 thing.
Yeah.
Because if you call somebody through the microcell, call 911, they get your address through AT&T, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but, you know.
You call 911 from your cell phone, that E911 thing goes to the closest city, so the 911 operator you're getting is probably in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Who then has to contact another 911 operator?
Yeah.
In Habersham, stepping a little. I'm sorry, I'm a little far away from the microphone.
Okay. So, answer me this: if you have no service inside your gym, and that's the point of this microcell, is because you have no service. Okay, you would not buy the microcell if you had five bar coverage. You would not use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell do they think that you would have a GPS signal if you have no service inside your place? Why do you think a GPS signal would be any better?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
But you know what their solution is for that?
What's that?
Put it next to a window.
Oh, is that what they said? Wow. That is so... God, why didn't you think of that?
But you know what's funny? If I'm next to a window...
You cut a sunroof.
Exactly.
So you could just beam directly down.
Did you know that I put a window in?
You put a window in just for the
just for that? Because I'm a dedicated, loyal AT&T customer.
You should... AT&T, do you hear that? This man cut a window in the side of his building for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
I did it because you know why? Because I didn't want to switch carriers.
It had
nothing to do with the fact that I'm still under contract and I had to pay a huge cancellation fee. It had to do that I was a loyal AT&T customer.
Oh my God.
And my contract was up last October, but guess what I did?
Did I
run off? Did I take my ball and go home or go to the cooler kid's house?
Well, should have.
I should have.
You should have, yes.
But I was like, no, I'm going to stay with AT&T because I've been with AT&T and I like to finish what I start.
When is the next contract is up?
Oh,
then,
yeah.
You're finished then.
Yeah.
That's your signal that you're finished.
Right now, I'm finished.
And when you're
contemplated. They've almost pushed me to the point that I'll probably pay the cancellation fee just to get out from under it. Because I got a phone, and I think the iPhone 4S can go to any carrier, I think, because it has both capabilities built into it. But anyway, let me get back to the GPS point. So I didn't know you had to lock onto the GPS. So I had it hooked up for like a day and a half. And I thought, man, this thing's not going to work. I called, and then this was the first of many times that I've been on the phone with technical support.
Yep.
The first of many over the last 2 years. I swear to God, they need to be paying me rent because I've logged so many hours in on that phone. They need to be paying me a percentage. They need to make me a technical support person because I'm pretty much an expert on this crap now. Well, anyway, they say you have to lock on the GPS first before it will lock onto the 3GS thing.
Wow.
So you know what I had to do?
No.
I cut a window out. Yeah. I took and I went and got an extra long Ethernet cord. Okay, extra long Ethernet cord so I could weave it down underneath the desk that I have it sitting on and drag it over. And I had to get an extension cord too so the plug-in would extend. And I had to put it outside the window because I have service. If I raise it up high in the air and it'll pick up then. And that's when I got GPS. And then I had to weave everything. I had to roll all the stuff up and roll it back in and put it on the desk. And it worked. Finally, it worked.
For about three weeks,
it worked, and it was heaven. At 5-star coverage, of course, since we don't have 3G coverage, the one good thing about not having 3G coverage, battery life lasts a little longer.
Yeah.
Because when it switches over to that 3G, good Lord, it starts to eat that battery. So when I'm here in the gym, what it does, it says, the battery starts ticking down. 45, 40, 34, 32, Then I'm down to 20% before I even know it, and I'm having to charge it back up. But anyway, the point, after I got the word, that was chapter one of the Microcell saga right there. That's chapter one. Then they told me, okay, I'm going to, Mr. Poppin, we're sorry. Thank you for being an AT&T customer. We're so sorry. It's so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. No matter what I said, so sorry, we're sorry that, it's almost like they're reading from a script. Do you think I'm reading from a script right now? Because I don't need to read from a script because I can say what I want.